starting to feel that itch amongst the players as far as actually Thursday night being able to hit somebody else besides your own guys? Are you sensing that out there?
Yeah, but I'm trying not to let us go there. You know, right now we got to work on ourselves. I think they're getting tired of hitting, period. You know, they're getting tired of going as hard as we're going. So, you know, what happens with a preseason game is it breaks it up, right? You have a day before the game where you don't do a whole lot. Then the day after the game, you don't do so much. You know, depending, some guys may do more than others. But so really what it builds in is a little bit of, you know, breaks up the, you know, the monotony of going day after day after day. So I'm sure they're looking forward to that.
You've got some competitive positions, and as much as you do see out here with all the reps that you take, you get a whole different view, obviously, on game day. Running back position in particular, that's something you're looking forward to getting a good look at?
Yeah, but like you said, we have so many positions that there's great competition, that it's one thing to do it out on the grass against each other, and then it's another thing to do it in the stadium or a stadium against another team. So that's what I'm looking forward to, is seeing that, seeing how we have some new pieces on the coaching staff, seeing how they operate on game day, how they mesh with the guys that are here already. So there's a bunch of things to look at.
Coach, where is Darrell Revis at right now in terms of what he's able to do, and how many more steps are there on this sort of journey to the first game before he can actually...
Well, he's covering receivers right now. Today we had a quarterback interjected into the equation, so making plays on the football, which leads to a different amount of tangling up with the receiver, right? Because now you're both trying to go for the same thing. We'll do that for a little bit, and then we'll up them to, you know, kind of 7-on-7 team stuff. So it's going to be step by step. There's still probably several steps before, but I think they're going to, as long as nothing pushes us back, they're going to move rather quickly.
You still feel confident he'll be ready for opening day?
I do.
That's the goal.
Yeah, I do.
Tim Wright was working with the first team at the end of practice today. Can you talk about him and how he's fitting in? Somebody you've known a while.
He's doing good things. You know, he's got a certain thing that we like, you know, to do with him. He's getting better at the blocking part, which is important for him to be able, you know, to be on this team. I wouldn't read too much into it with Stocker down and Lorig down. You know, there's guys are getting pushed up into action. But obviously you read something into it because he is in that first huddle, and you know there are some other guys out there that could be. So he got some opportunities, but again, he's got a long way to go. He's got to play in games. We've got to see him do that.
Greg, do you have a number in mind, a number of snaps in mind already for Josh Thursday night and the other starters that are not coming off an injury?
Mm-hmm.
Care to share that?
Not really, no. No, I don't want to let the players know that they're playing five plays.
Coach, Adrian Claiborne was out with the individual stuff at the beginning and then he went back to the bike. Was that by design? Or?
No, he went back out and didn't feel quite good enough yet. So give it a couple more days.
Stocker, that's progress, obviously.
Well, yeah, progress is a good way to put it. He's not ready to go, but he was taken off PUP because he was going to do things with pads on now, which is the rule, you know, so... yeah, he's moving in the right direction.
What about Nick's? Got him out there in the 11-on-11s?
Yeah, Carl did some good things. You know, he worked in the pod work, which is as physical as it gets, and then he did some 11-on-11 stuff. Made a nice block that sprung, I think it was Doug, sprung Doug free on a long run. So, yeah, it's good to see him out there doing it. I mean, I know he's in discomfort, but he's a tough guy and he fights it.
How's Leonard Johnson a different player this time around, Greg, and his confidence level, and how did he handle the ups and downs of a rookie cornerback?
I think he handled it well. I mean, he had some times when he could have, you know, taken a dive, and he didn't. He's a fighter. Give you everything he's got. I think he's much more prepared to play in the National Football League now than he was, not only emotionally and knowing what to expect and mentally knowing our scheme, but physically he's stronger. He's a little bit faster. You know, he worked very hard this offseason. You can see that.
Fatherhood fits Vincent Jackson very well.
Yeah, made some catches today, didn't he?
I mean, you know, this gets routine to some extent, but that was a hell of a day, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'd say that would be one of the better ones I've seen.
You mentioned that Nick's has some discomfort. Is that something you think he'll have to play with this year, or is that?
Well, you know, guys, when you have certain surgery. Sometimes it never goes back, you know, just like us, right? I mean, something's fixed, you know, it's fixed, but it may never feel as good as new. You know, they tell you it's going to, but in this case, I think Carl's going to, you know, always play with some discomfort, but that's life of being in the NFL, you know.
In your discussions with Revis, he said that he's talked about, you know, what he does, and you know what he does, locking down the opponent's number one receiver. Is that, I imagine you're comfortable with him continuing to do that if he can, but is there any other roles that you would envision? Is that you want him to do what he's comfortable with, and that's kind of how you perceive using him?
At times. I mean, he'll play every technique in our scheme. We won't exclude him. I think, you know, his physical capabilities allow you to do some things with him that you might not do with some other guys. So we'll take advantage of all those skills. And who knows? I don't know if that'll be right opening day, if he'll be ready to do that, or if he'll just be ready to be a regular player. But certainly as he's ready, we'll be ready.
Is Ty still dealing with the toe issue? And how much can Dimke push him, you think, in this camp?
Well, yes, he is dealing with the toe issue. And how much can they push each other? I mean, I think, you know, we started this competition. Tynes was in front because he was the veteran, but it wasn't. You know, I've never coached either one of them. So, where are we today? This isn't a book about what's happened in the past. It's about the Bucks in 2013, and where are we today? That's what we have to look at. The competition is good. The injury is definitely set Lawrence back. So we got to get him feeling well before we can make a fair judgment.
Could he participate Thursday, do you think?
I don't know. I'm going to see, you know, because he started today and then he couldn't do it. So, you know, it's Monday now. We'll see.
Did you get to see the Hall of Fame ceremony, Greg, and how much, what impact could a Warren Sapp going into the Hall mean for some of your young players to strive for something like that?
Well, I got to see parts of it. I didn't see the whole thing. I definitely saw Warren's part, though. And I think it's important, number one, the tradition of the Bucks organization. And, you know, I think now we have two, but I think there's going to be more, right? And it's great for these guys to feel like they're part of an organization that is part of the history of the National Football League. And I think occasions like the Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony is great for our players to see and understand the history of the NFL. When you see a guy like Dave Robinson go into the National Football League Hall of Fame, I mean, I think guys got to understand what all he went through. You know, I do because my experience at Penn State, I know about him. So you sit there, and I love the history and the tradition of the National Football League. So you sit there and watch these guys that are going in, Curly Culp, guys like that. I think our guys need an appreciation for that. So some of them probably already do, and others we'll point it out to them. Certainly with our own guy, though, it's awesome, right, to have one of ours. And especially myself, having seen him practice up here, you know, and being from the U and me coaching there, I had an opportunity to get up here and get kind of an insider's view to Warren then, and it's a great thing for the organization.
You ever been to the Hall? You've been busy for a lot of years.
No, I have. I used to recruit Northeast Ohio, so in between school and a home visit, I went there as just common spectator and walked all around and checked it out. Now that would have been mid 1990s. Yeah.
Couple more. How's Steven Means look to you? He says he working with Gerald McCoy. He believes he's improved some of his pass rush skills. How does he look to you?
He's getting better. I mean, he needs to go out there and play Thursday night at a high energy level and let it go. You know, I can still see a guy who's thinking too much. So I'm sure he's gaining information, but hopefully that's not – usually, you know, there's that spike you see right away, just pure ability when they come in rookie minicamp. And then as they learn, it kind of slows them down. And now I hope he's coming out of it, and I can see that. But just how far out will he come and how fast? That's usually the rookie struggle. You know, that D-line game is such a right now, bam, bam, in your face. And at this level, you learn a lot of tricks as you go, you know, especially when you got a guy like Donald Penn who's been doing it for a long time. I'm sure Donald's taught him a few things. Thanks, guys.